Welcome, everyone, to another episode of our Schleza podcast. Today, we have a special guest for our listeners, the founder of Schleza Saddlery Service, Jochen Schleza. We will speak to Jochen today and hear the passion and vision behind all that he does to help horse and rider. Jochen, welcome, and thank you for joining me today. Most of us have seen your saddle fitting videos on YouTube, the Schleza website, and social media. With over 1 million views, they have touched a lot of horse and riders. You have also written a very popular book, Suffering in Silence, that has had thousands of copies sold worldwide. You are a guest lecturer at many events and have fitted thousands of horses through the years. You also teach ergonomist courses through Saddle Fit for Life all over the world to help educate as many people as possible. With everything you have done over the years and continue to do, you are known as a celebrity in the saddle fitting world. However, few of us really get to see the behind the scenes of Jochen Schleza. We are hoping to change that today with our podcast.
Hi, Miriam. Thank you very much for coming up with this wonderful idea of doing these podcasts. I am very excited to share with you and the listeners my last 42 years as a saddle maker, saddle fitter, equine ergonomist, or saddle ergonomist. Back when I started riding as a little boy, never have I thought that I'd touch so many different horses worldwide. It was an absolutely thrilling experience to meet all different breeds, disciplines, equine professionals who all help and want to help to protect the horse from long-term damage. However often we stand in front of something and somebody shows you something and then you say, oh wow, I didn't know this. And the guilt and the bad feel that I did this to my horse is horrible. And that's why I made this to my passion. I made this my calling to give me the inspiration to write the books, to make many different videos, movies, what I would like to make sure that nobody else ever loses their best friend from not knowing that saddles can hurt the horse tremendously up to long-term damage. So I'm excited to do these podcasts with you for our listeners, and I can't wait to get this out there.
I wondered if we could start at the beginning. What made you and your wife, Sabina Schleza, come to North America? And what were your initial goals when arriving?
That is an excellent question. We got that a lot in the beginning. Sabina and I was fortunate enough to travel the world for 3 months for our honeymoon. And when we came to Canada, we met this wonderful family, Hans and Eva Maria Pracht, who said to us that they need a German official master saddler for the first World Dressage Championship in Cedar Valley, Canada. That sounded excellent, and we jumped to the opportunity, and we said as a goal, let's see if we make it for the first 3 months, then we can see if we want to go back or stay in Canada. It was a no-brainer, as nobody in Canada or North America knew anything about saddle fitting, saddle making, or saddle adjustments. We were inundated instantly by these large European companies to do their warranty work. And I was, of course, a little bit overwhelmed with all that work. So thanks to my wife, Sabina, she, together with the Ontario government, made saddlery a recognized trade, what helped us to bring German master saddlers over to train Canadians to become saddlers. It was a wonderful start, and we never looked back. And now we're going into our 33rd year and can't wait to get each morning out of the bed to help more horses and more people and have really turned everything around, because we're buying leather from Germany and now making saddles in North America and sell it back to the German. It's quite funny, but it really became a full circle, and that's how it started. It started by being the official saddler for the World Dressage Championship in 1986.
Schleza constantly brings out new saddle models and innovations. Where do these models and innovations evolve from?
I love to read, and I find it fascinating what science has given us from all this research, what they have done over the last 20 years to this day and continue on horse and rider's anatomy. For the riders, we know the majority of the riders now are female, and the female has 9 different areas in the female pelvis, what is completely different than the male pelvis. So if we sit with the seat, which is my pelvis, in the saddle and give the aids to the horse, obviously the saddle has to be completely differently made for a male or a female. Imagine a Western rider goes into a jean store and asks the salesperson, where are the lady jeans? And the guy has to ride rodeo or reining in lady jeans. Nobody would do it. But yet many, many women riding in the wrong gender appropriate saddle. They have a male saddle and compensate and have no soft seat. In the science from the equine anatomy, well, it's more that more and more universities really focus on how saddles are made wrong these days because they're done more on fashion versus on function. And with their new tools and with the ability to test all this, it is a no-brainer to really go back to the old ways where we measured horses more careful and the rider and made saddles individual to really avoid the pressure area on the horse and help to distribute the pressure properly. I always challenge every manufacturer, saddle fitter, and I would ask you, the listener who loves their horse, ask the saddle fitter, ask the saddle manufacturer, where is the data, where does it state what you say it's actually true? For me, nothing is worse to hurt a horse unintentionally. The guilt is horrible when we find out as a rider, oh my God, I did this to my horse. So back to the original question, where does my inspiration comes from to make all these different models? It's from science, published papers, and never stop by helping the horse more and more every day.
With being in business for so many years, 34 years and counting, how do you feel your clients have helped you with the growth of the company?
Miriam, I can tell you exactly how I feel, how our clients helped us with the growth. It started way back then in 1988 already. One client came to me and said, you have to speak to my gynecologist. Of course, I was extremely shocked and shy and never went to the gynecologist, but she was so persistent that she had her gynecologist come to my little saddlery and speak to me. Now, he brought 2 human plastic pelvises and showed me the massive differences between female and male pelvis. He challenged me and says, how can you, as a master saddler, rider, trainer, judge, not know that the most important aid of the rider is the seat? Well, I knew that, but the seat has a pelvis. I knew that, but I did not know how the pelvis, the pubic symphysis of the lady's pelvis is lower, the tailbone of the lady is shorter, even the hip socket placement, the rotation of the pelvis, all of that I did not know. So thanks to a client who made me aware that there is a massive difference between a male and female saddle. Now, as a rider and as a saddle maker, I learned from my master, who was the guy, and over thousands and thousands of years, the man made saddles for men. But as we know, since 1978, the majority of riders are women, and the guys are still making saddles for guys instead of for the majority of the rider. So thanks to the help of my clients, that helped us tremendously. In addition, more and more clients shown in the sport world with sport horses, which have changed tremendously the breeding. So the standard tree in the Western world, the quarter horse, Western saddle or semi-quarter horse, or the traditional English tree with narrow, medium, wide, all that is not working anymore because we have such a different breeds. We cross different breeds and we have different type of riders. We have now adult amateur riders who start late. And with all of that, the request for having a different product for different breeds, for different type of riders, came because of the clients who put that request to us. And most of these clients are very, very involved with the horse. They love the horses a lot. And some of them are veterinarians and body workers who have then introduced me to another professor in another university. And before you know, I'm flying around the world, meeting all these wonderful professors in different continents, different universities, and yet they all look for the same thing. Why do we have so much problems lately in the last 15 years in the sacroiliac joint of the horses? Is it really just the bad riding? Have we really lost our way as a rider, as a trainer? Or has the equipment also failed us? And it's absolutely shocking when you see how not only the bad riding, but also the bad equipment, what became more and more fashionable rather than functional, has damaged our horses. So absolutely has that changed our business and our whole approach over the last 34 years with our clients.
Schleza is known to have a team comprised of some of the best saddle fitters in the world. How does your team get to be so acclaimed? What makes them so good at what they do?
Schleza saddle fitters are also known as the pinnacle of saddle fitters, as they have to recertify every 2 years. It is absolutely of delight to say that they follow the law of nature, science and facts, other than the 8 myths of saddle fitting. Yes, you heard that right. There's 8 different schools and they all teach 8 different ways how a saddle has to fit. No wonder the consumer, the horse owner, the veterinarians, they're all confused. What is the proper saddle fitting? Who is right? Who is wrong? In the end of the day, when the horse is dead, when you look at the bones, the scapula, and you see how the tree points literally deformed the bones, or we see the massive increase in kissing spines, you start to wonder why so many saddle fitting schools follow and teach the wrong saddle fitting. Schleza is proud to make sure that saddle fitters will get pulled their license if they don't follow the science, the facts, and respect the law of nature. And that's why they are the pinnacle of saddle fitters in the world.
Where do you see the future taking Schleza?
The future with Schleza is very, very exciting, because Saddle Fit for Life is now taught in many different universities. It's an online course. More and more body workers and equine ergonomists are all over the world and spreading the news and the knowledge of saddle fitting done by science and facts and follow the law of nature rather than opinions. There is more and more knowledge out where the consumer can now ask the individual saddle fitter, do you have this certification? Are you keeping up your credentials? So of course, Schlese will be more and more in demand. But the exciting part with Schlese is that Schlese is teaming up with more and more other saddle manufacturers and coming out with incredible products, what will make it much easier for horse and rider to keep the saddle fit perfectly all of the time.
Jochen, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today, and thank you so much for sharing all the wonderful information and insight to the why behind what you do.
Thank you, Miriam, for having me on the podcast. And I like to challenge always our listeners and every a question out there. Remember, the person who knows the how will always follow the person who knows the why. Go and ask your saddle fitter, your saddle ergonomist, for an 84 points evaluation. And stay tuned to many more great podcasts to come. Thank you very much, Miriam, for having us and doing this wonderful podcast.
And thank you to our audience for taking the time to join us today. Please stay tuned for the next episode of our Schlese podcast. Until then, bye for now and happy riding.